Hi.
Welcome to
Find a Therapist.
So, the way we found a topic for this week, we have a little story.
Yes.
To lead us here.
A little story time, just a cute little story time of something that happened to us over this weekend that prompted us into talking about a bigger topic, but it's a pretty eventful story.
It's Nicole, you can take it
away.
All
right, I'll take it away. So, POV, it is Friday. And before this, we had planned, me, Yasmin, and a friend, and another friend, we planned to go to Disney, have a Disney day. We made reservations, and we had a group chat. It was all, like, pretty planned out as we could plan it out. And so now we're at the day. We're going to Disney World. It's going to be really great. And I lost my Disney pass. So if you don't know Disney World, you get in with like a weird watch looking thing, a Disney band. I lost it. Couldn't find it anywhere. I literally tore apart all of my cabinets, the entire kitchen. I found everything but my Disney band. I found my old, like, 4-year-old Disney band and not the new one. Eventually, about an hour and a half goes by of me searching for this band. And I'm like, you know what? The park is literally closing early tonight. Like, I need to hurry the heck up. So I decide to bring my old band and just be like, you know what? I will switch over the pass to this one. So I leave. It is about 6 o'clock. The park closes at 8. So I go and pick up the gang. And so I have no gas. I have about 30 miles because I'm a woman. And I leave my gas until it's like a deadly low amount of gas that you just shouldn't be driving with. And so I get the gang. We're going over to the gas station. You know, we have a plan. We're going to get gas. And Yasmin's going to hop in and get the Planet smoothie. Whatever. It was a plan. We get to the gas station. It was broken.
There was a gas shortage.
Gas shortage. Every single pump, no gas. I had 25 miles at this point. We rolled down the window and I'm like, Yasmin asked the man, like,
I'm like, what's going on?
We're like, no gas? He's like, no gas. Go gas to other gas station. I'm like, I literally just go like then, hand to my mouth.
Nicole starts pulling out of the gas station, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a car is just like inches speed away from ramming into her.
They sped reversed. Like, you know when you accidentally hit the gas pedal? They literally went, Mah! Like, it was so out of nowhere. I was looking at in that direction. The car just decided to back out, thinking I would know.
I thought he was going to hit you for sure.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, that was terrifying. So, right. No gas.
We get gas.
We eventually get gas at a gas station closer to Disney World. And you know what? Things are going good now. The sunset's really pretty. We're somewhat near the parks. So we drive on over to Disney World. And I think all goes as planned. We park. It's literally nighttime. We have about an hour and a half till the park closes.
Not even.
Mm-hmm. So we walk on in. Originally, we wait in line to switch my pass over to my old pass. So we wait in line just for the dude to tell me, no, you don't even need to do that. Your pass works. Like, they all work. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we go and scan our pass.
Yep.
And our friend made the reservation for the wrong day.
Yep.
So anyways,
so
he got let in, luckily.
He got let in, but it was just a really silly, goofy time because he was so sure that he had it. And then the lady's like, oh, your reservation was for yesterday.
Yeah.
So you would think this isn't even where the story ends. All right. 10 minutes into being inside of this park, Yasmin opens up her bag to check if her wallet is in there without realizing doing that made her lose her wallet. Like, her wallet flew out of her bag. Some random woman comes up to her as Yasmin is looking through her backpack, like scavenging through. This woman walks up behind us and is like, ma'am, your wallet.
Like, bless that woman.
We're like, oh my God.
She gives me her wallet. All right.
Your wallet.
She gives me my wallet. What the hell? What? No.
Yes, we
make our way. Yeah, we make our way over to the ride that we went to this park for. Okay, mm-hmm. We're in the line. It's long, which is unusual because mm-hmm. no one really goes in this ride.
Yes, it's dinosaur.
And
no one goes in that.
Anyways, within 15 minutes of us waiting in this line, it breaks down.
It literally, the ride machine broke. Like, people, we were a little skeptical when people were just, like, leaving the line. And I was like, oh, there's a showroom. Mm-hmm. Okay. We came to this park just to go on this ride, like, 4 times. Like, we said it on the way walking there. This is all we want to do. We have an mm-hmm. hour, maybe 45 minutes in this park. We just want to ride this ride a million times. We're waiting there.
Breaks down.
It literally breaks down.
So now at this point, the park is closing in like 20 minutes. So what do? We just take pictures.
Yeah, we take pictures.
At this point.
We make TikToks.
It was a great time. Honestly, I really enjoyed myself.
It was a great time. And looking back at the photos, you would think that we had a really great, successful Disney day. But in reality, literally everything that went wrong went wrong.
Moral of the story, or bigger picture here.
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about expectations.
Yes.
So we have a question to get us
started. Us rolling.
Yeah. So do you think you expect too much? It can be from people or from yourself or from life.
Yeah.
What do you think? Go ahead. Okay.
So I think 100% I do still expect way too much from mainly myself. And kind of just like, I really believe in law of manifestation, and I expect way too much in that, where I think everything will eventually work out with doing bare minimum effort. But I have recently, maybe in the past year, learned to deal with like not expecting too much, because I've come to the realization that when you expect less, it's not even like expecting things to go bad. It's just when you don't plan things out so much, your experiences tend to be more positive and more fun. Mm-hmm. Even with myself, I keep putting these expectations on myself that are completely unattainable, and it makes you just feel worse. And when you just kind of go about your day without these like crazy expectations, it's gonna be a better day.
Mm-hmm. I think for me, regarding people, I used to have an issue where I would expect too much. And after dealing with a lot of, friendship issues and just seeing how people work as I've grown up, I've gotten a lot better at just treating people the way that makes my heart happy. And then whatever I get back is what I get back. And I'm okay regardless if I get the same energy back, you know. And I've also gotten good at keeping the right people in my life.
Yeah.
And with myself, I think I always expect a lot and more.
Mm-hmm.
But my theory is, if you don't, what are you striving for?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm satisfied, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be satisfied with yourself. It's a contradicting thing, because I obviously do think that we should be happy with where we are as people. But I also think that if you have nothing to strive for and nothing to just work towards,
and like, what are you doing?
What are you doing,
This kind of reminds me of something that I think I must have seen on TikTok or someone just talk about. And it was about, like, rainy days or, like, gloomy days. And it kind of goes in with, like, expectations. And it's kind of what helped me, like, think about my days and just, like, how I live differently. So basically, on a gloomy day, you kind of tend to be more productive because you're like, oh, like, the weather isn't like perfect, like you can kind of live without being so stressed and like having to be like, oh, but the sun's gonna be done, whatever. But like on days where the sun is super perfect and it's like a perfect day, you feel the pressure to like make whatever that saying is, like make your day like really perfect and good, like seize the day, whatever, because the sun is so perfect, whatever. But like on gloomy days, you know, there isn't that expectation of having to seize the day. And so I just kind of tend to think like, you know, you don't have to, I don't even know how to go into this.
I was about to make a mental illness joke, but
it makes sense.
You know, something I was thinking of, I need to stop being so filtered on this podcast because I'm really funny.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding, guys.
No, it's true.
As Nicole once said.
I'm going to say this.
I'm so funny, stop. I have the shivers. Stop. This is actually a quote from Nicole Gag. She has said that to me. She's like, I'm so funny, I have the shivers. The girlies that get it, get it,
and the girlies who don't. When I get really silly and goofy, I literally get the shivers. Like, I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm on a roar right now. Like, I have the shivers. I have the chills by myself.
But what I was saying, I was going to make an anxiety joke. But you know,
you can.
It's okay. They get it.
Was the anxiety joke that...
I honestly forgot what it was.
I don't know. I was trying to piece together like gloomy days and anxiety.
Wait, let me rethink.
Okay.
Okay, keep going. I'll think about it.
You want me to... Well, that was kind of all I had to say about rainy days. Just don't expect... Don't treat every day like a perfect sunny day.
I remembered, guys. Not the joke, but I remember what I wanted to say.
Okay.
I think when there's something I'm looking forward to, whatever, it could be a trip, a concert, anything that I'm excited for some reason, my brain's like, it's going to go wrong. It's not going to go, right?
That actually reminds me of my paranoid dreams. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Every time I go to a lot of concerts, and I used to take them very, very seriously, and I'll get into this, maybe now, but I had such high expectations for these concerts that I would get paranoid dreams that everything would go wrong, and I'd wake up, like, sweating and be like, oh my god, like, it'd be the random things, like, we get to the show too late, or someone doesn't pick me up, or we die in a car accident.
That took a turn.
Yeah, I know, I really switched it up really quick, but, yeah...
No, because I really do that to myself. Is that self-sabotaging?
It is a little bit, yeah.
But
it's also a little bit of an intrusive thought, isn't it?
Well, then I got a lot of those because every time I'm excited for something,
yeah,
it's like, Yasmin, come on, be happy for yourself. Yeah. Hello. Or just like, be excited. Just live in the moment and be excited. I don't know.
Oh my God, speaking of living in the moment, I guess now I'll bring up, there was something I wanted to bring up that was like a big revelation moment. So I went to this concert. And it was also, like, the first show I had been to after my whole college experience. So I was like, this is the day to really let go. And so usually for this band I was seeing specifically, I would wait in line at, like, 4 a.m. and take it very seriously. Everything is planned out. I know exactly where I want to stand, and everything has to be perfect. But me and my friends were kind of just like, you know what? We don't want to do that. You know, we're tired, and we're just going to go about this however we want. And us having no expectations, living so freely, ended up being the most perfect concert experience I've really ever had. Like, everything went so well, even though technically in my brain, everything went completely wrong from how I had wanted it to be. But I think just getting rid of those expectations helped me, like, realize that living freely is just so much more satisfying, and in exchange is more rewarding than putting expectations on, you know, experiences and days.
Yeah.
That's my story time.
I agree. I think it has a lot to do, for me at least, I don't know if you relate, but with perfectionism, because I bring that into my everyday life. It can be with schoolwork, but also it can be with how my days are structured. Like, it goes that deep. You know what I'm saying?
I take perfectionism deep.
So do I. And my... I was about to say, it's an OCD thing.
Just girly things.
Everything in my brain is so structured, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I just have this, like... routine of how my day is gonna... I don't have a daily routine, but I do have, like, a little schedule I make up for myself every day. I'm like, okay, today I need to do this, this, and this.
Yeah.
And if I don't do it,
you feel a little like you didn't accomplish what you needed to do.
Yeah, but that's my problem, is I just set things too high for myself sometimes. Sometimes you just need to relax.
I really need to relax, because I have taken perfectionism to a point where it's a little obscene, where I'll be like, if I don't wake up looking perfect, like, if my hair doesn't look freshly brushed when I wake up, I'm like, dang it, why am I not like the other girls?
And you know what's funny, though? Because no one else is looking at you.
I know, but it's just myself. Yeah. I turn and look in the mirror. I'm like, oh, my God. I look like Anna in Frozen when she wakes up with crazy hair. Like, it's actually, like, exactly what I look like. But, like, I'm like, I want to wake up and just be perfect. I'm like, obviously, like, it's so stupid. Like, I'll be like, man, like, I wish I didn't have to wear makeup. Like, I wish my eyebrows looked like that naturally. Like, I just wish they were, everything was perfect, and I didn't have to do anything. But I'm like, oh my god, like, who actually cares? Like,
I think we kind of talked about this in our Growing Up is Scary episode, but it's on my mind right now. Expecting on a bigger scale, like, thinking about how you expected life to roll out. How's that going for you?
So that's actually, I was like thinking about that, like with this topic of like, I think recently I don't really have expectations for the future because I used to be like on a schedule. Like I was like, I'm going to accomplish this by this age and I'm going to do, you know, like whatever, have this, whatever, done by whatever age. Now I'm just letting it go as I go. Like I don't really think about it so much. And it is a little bit terrifying, not going to lie, because I'm so used to, at least my entire life, having everything really, really structured and knowing by like this age, I'm going to accomplish this and I won't stop until I get there. But now I'm just like, okay, I have the things that I'm working towards, but I don't have any numeric goals of like, I need to be here by here. I'm just going to be like, whatever happens, happens. And I'll be proud of myself no matter what age or when I accomplish something. I'm just taking things by ear because I'm really tired of being on edge all the time and expecting things to in being let down. Like I'm tired of being let down by my own goals that I set.
Yeah. I agree with you. I'm very much in the moment right now. I'm just focused on the farthest ahead I'm thinking is maybe like a week.
Yeah. Which is great.
It's great. Yeah. It gets you more excited for the little things also.
Yeah.
Because if you're so focused on this big life goal,
you're going to get stressed out
when you're so young too, you're going to miss all like the most special moments, honestly. Yeah.
I also think like when you plan ahead too much, you just start to get really stressed out because you think like, oh my God, like that's so much to do in such little time. Like I'm thinking right now with like working out. So recently we've been on our health kick and I kind of take it week by week because it doesn't get as stressful. It's not so many days. But when I think about it in the long run, which it will be, but if I think about it too much where I'm like, oh wow, that's so many hours and blah, 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 blah. It just starts to stress you out.
Yeah.
Like I can't think that far ahead in the future because it just is not good for me.
Yeah.
Maybe for you it is.
You know,
maybe it's the opposite for some people where it's less stressful to have some sort of guideline. You never know, but.
That's true. Everyone works differently.
Everyone rolls differently.
No judgment here.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I was going to say, do you have any expectations for this year though?
This year
or like none at all? You kind of just answered that, but like nothing?
Well, I definitely have like smaller goals that
goals, like, not expectations. Yeah, like just like if you reach it, you reach it. If you don't, you don't.
Like definitely, like same with working out, like I want to be like healthier, I guess, but like a healthy, not an unhealthy. And then also like I have like a lot of random social media goals, like keeping up with the podcast is a goal.
Oh yeah, we've been doing good with that.
Yeah, keeping up with like my channel and like whatever stuff like that. But really just my goal for this year is to not push myself off a cliff again, you know, mentally, not literally.
I think my goal for this year or expectation, are they the same thing? Yeah, I don't think
kind of. You have expectations in your goals, I guess.
True.
You expect to meet them? I don't know.
I honestly don't want to expect anything for myself but to keep myself content. That's all.
It's always just about being happy, and I feel like that's a big enough goal to have, because when people ask you like, what is your New Year's resolution, whatever, like
that was our first episode,
I know. Plug. Sometimes when you say just to be happy, they're like, that's not enough, like that's not a real goal. But like it really is. Just keeping yourself happy should be the biggest goal.
Turning over to, you mentioned social with like your YouTube and social media, so it got my brain going over there. But I was thinking about talking more towards like expectations on social media and like how that alters how we hire the standard for ourselves, like seeing other people accomplish or live life maybe the way that we
like
quote unquote dream of.
Yeah.
And it raises your expectations for, like, your personal life, seeing, but at the end of the day, it's all fake.
Yeah.
Did that make any sense?
You know, it makes perfect sense, because that's actually how, in the beginning, my life became so structured.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be so real. It was because I was really obsessed with, like, Jen X Penn and Andrea Russett, these YouTubers, and, like, they were the people where I was like, I want to be like them. So I would, like, literally study their life and be like, okay, by this age, they were at this number. And I'm like, that's how I want to be. Because yeah. if I look up to them this much and want to be them, I have to be there by there. Yeah. I'm being so serious. And it's, I only just now let that go, obviously, because I'm very well past those ages and never reached the goals. But I think having expectations like that in social media is just kind of ends up being a bummer, because everyone's journey is so different. And some people get so lucky and just one instant, they just get, you know,
it's wild.
All their goals overnight. And some people, you know,
and maybe it was never their goal though.
Yeah, maybe
there's a lot of influencers that just blew up.
It just happened.
Out of,
I mean, Charli D'Amelio, yeah. right? It's crazy, but I don't know. I also just think not knowing, like, when you have, not knowing what your deadline is or where you want to be,
there
kind
is
of
no,
is motivating.
There's no, know? Like, time frame on yeah. things.
You I just got to keep going, and eventually you'll get wherever you want to be. Yeah. But I really have learned to stop looking at other people, like younger people, Emma Chamberlain, Charli D'Amelio.
I'm honestly really people. Happy for all of them.
No, I am. I'm actually genuinely happy
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, I'm so happy for them.
Like, to me, it's like, oh my God, that's amazing that
yeah,
they're able to get there. And that makes it more like, ah, oh, I love that maybe one day. But, like, I'm not looking at it like, I have to be like them and whatever.
Yeah, you no. know?
Yeah.
Just curious.
It's just nice to see.
I was curious.
What about you?
I think, honestly, I've gotten really good at just accepting that everyone's life is so different.
Yeah.
And that not everything is meant for everyone. Like, who knows if I was in that situation, if I would be able to even handle it. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so
yeah,
it's like, I've gotten really good at being realistic with mm-hmm. things like that. Because when I was younger, obviously, that was like a dream. Like, oh my yeah. God, like... look at all these celebrities and wow.
Disney Channel stars. Oh my God.
Yeah, like they live such a perfect life. Yeah. And I think as I've grown up, I've realized that that is not true. Mm-hmm. And that what I expected from like that sort of lifestyle is completely
it's
not.
It's totally different than like you.
Yeah, really than what I, is. When I thought it was. So yeah, end of the day, I'm okay with where I am.
Yeah.
And I'm okay.
And
like
you
I'm,
will be.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my life. There's a lot. I have so many things to be like happy about. So
yeah.
That's my answer.
Should we talk about like how we cope when things aren't going
oh okay
right?
Like coping
yeah like
coping mechanisms or way we
cope with like when things aren't going how you plan, like how do you cope with that?
What do you
resort
to?
Yeah. Like you mentally, how do you
mentally
do you
I think it depends what it is,
mm-hmm.
because if it's a little life instance, for example, I just thought of something. If I'm late to something, which highly bothers me, I mm-hmm. hate being late. I'm very on time person.
Lucky.
Little things like that stress me out a lot more than I think. It's so weird how my brain works, because I think if it's a big situation. Also, if you think about it, when I'm late to something, that's me driving the car. That's
right.
me in control. When it's out of my control, I feel like I have a better mindset of being like, okay, this isn't my fault almost,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
But when it's such a minor thing, like being late to pick my friend up, it
right.
highly pisses me off.
Oh.
Because I feel like I could have done better.
Oh, wow.
But if it's like a big life thing, then...
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty good at now just looking at it the best way possible.
That's really interesting. I've never really thought about it like that, but I do understand wanting to be super punctual with school. I would have a specific time that I would leave the house. Like, it was on the dot. Mm-hmm. I'd have to leave at this time to get to the parking lot this time, so I had enough time to finish the song I was listening to, you know, maybe finish the snack, have a few minutes to like really get mm-hmm. ready to walk through the doors and walk to the office to enter the school. I just was really like perfectionist about that a little
see,
bit.
See, that's
but,
all in your control.
Yeah, it was all in my control. But if I didn't leave on that dot, then like I felt like my whole day was kind of ruined. Not ruined, but like I'd be like, man, like this mm-hmm. wasn't how I wanted, and I don't like the extra stress of like,
yeah,
and I'm like, it's all my fault. Like, if I hadn't gone to the bathroom at this time, I would have made it. So silly. So silly.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, I don't know.
Yeah. I think for me, how I cope with when things go wrong, I just kind of try and tell myself that it's not that big of a deal and kind of morbid, but like, we're all gonna die, so who really cares?
You always say that.
I know, but like, it's kind of true. Like, okay, you know what? It's fine. Who really cares? I shouldn't beat myself up too much about it.
This is such a random situation, but I feel like I had a lot of experiences where my expectations were not met recently when I really? Went on a trip to Brazil.
Hmm. Spill?
So I don't know. It was just a lot different than I expected. I think I had this perfect trip. We can talk about, I think trips are where I expect much. I don't know. So yeah, I just had a lot of expectations and they were just,
yeah.
Everything is crazy in Brazil, yeah. First of all. Let me just throw that in there. But also something that happened on the way back. So I'm not a fan of planes, okay?
Oh, same.
And on the way back, I got on the plane. It was like an 8-hour flight. There was no TV, no headphones. So I basically was sitting there just staring at nothing for 10 hours. But I didn't even, like, I wasn't fazed because I was like, there's nothing I can do.
Oh, my God.
That's such a random situation that I thought of, but I don't know. But if it was, like, my control, like, if I had forgotten my headphones, I would have been fuming. Like, I would have been losing
absolutely
my shit.
Absolutely livid.
But it's because nothing was my fault, so I just was like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and accept it. I don't really care.
I think we should totally talk about expectations when we go on trips.
Oh, those are the worst.
Because I think it's specifically trips where I have so much expectations. Because, like, you are on literally a time schedule. You only have such amount of days, and you want to do this, this, and this. And I always have the problem of when I travel with my family constantly being let down because no one wanted to do what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And you know, it kind of sucked because I have sisters, and I felt like usually when I go on family trips, when my little sister wanted to do something, we did it. But like when I wanted to do something, we never did it. Mm-hmm. Usually it'd be like, little sister wants to go to the aquarium. Okay, we're going to go to the aquarium. Nicole wants to go take a picture with Taylor Swift's apartment. Oh, like we can't do that. You know, I had random things I wanted to do, but it's, or like I wanted to go to whatever, some specific like mm-hmm. exhibit or something. I don't know. Yeah. I like random stuff and we wouldn't do it. And then I'd feel like the trip was a waste. And usually by the end of the trip, I'm like, I just want to go home because I feel like I have no control here.
Yeah.
I'm learning to let that go though. I think when you go on a trip, you can plan some things, but like when I would plan it too much and have, you have to be realistic with it. Like you can't fit so much. So yeah, like I've learned to just be like, you know what, whatever I can do, I'm grateful for that. And whatever we can't do, it's fine. It'll probably be there for years. Who cares?
Yeah. I don't know where else to go with this. I think we talked about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I hope we made sense.
Yeah. I think maybe we can just leave some advice. If you expect too much with yourself, just let loose a little bit. Yeah. Because it's not really that serious.
No, stop taking life so seriously.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Yasmin. Just yeah. kidding.
Me when I go and listen to this again.
Yeah, who Yasmin, you hearing me? You're mm-hmm. editing this right now. Take the advice, girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, do we talk about our hyperfixations?
Yes.
I don't really know what mine is. Let me think.
I think mine is going to the gym.
Oh, my God.
Actually, that's such a lie because, listen, this is the first week we've, like, gone consistently because mm-hmm. we have this little workout plan. So I think right now it's more of a force thing. It's mm-hmm. not, like, coming out of my own will. Mm-hmm. Still, though.
I have two. I completely understand because one of mine, I think, is literally just being healthy, like, is a hyperfixation. Where, like, now I'm, like healthy with everything where I'm like, I want to have a healthy sleep schedule. I am like, I want to take the supplements that I have been needing to take and just haven't been taking. Cough, my iron pills that I put off for months. But like now I'm like, I want to do that. Mm-hmm. And I want to hit my water goal and I want to go work out. Like it's exciting to me now, which I feel like is a very rare headspace to be in. But I like that's my hyperfixation. The other one is shopping. So.
Oh, that's true. I literally placed like 4 orders last night.
I did a mad shopping spree at the literally the fitness section at Target, just for clothes. I bought the hoodie I'm wearing right now, and it has thumb holes. Literally. Period. When I tell you I love shopping, I truly do.
All right. Those are pretty good hyperfixations, if I do say so myself.
I know. We kind of have the same one. But if you enjoyed listening to this episode, make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
You almost said Apple Music.
I really almost did. Because okay, not guys. Me. I literally went on Apple Music and searched up our podcast and
I've realized done that it's so not on there. Many times.
It's Apple Podcasts. But if you also want to follow us on any social media, it is at Find a Therapist Podcast. Except for Twitter, it is at Find a Therapist with 2 T's. And that is basically it.
That is it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Yes. And if you want to watch it on YouTube, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, go subscribe to the channel.
You can find a Therapist Podcast.
Yeah, just Find a Therapist Podcast. We'll show up. Give us a subscribe and you can watch the live video of us recording this.
We look like tired girls today.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah, it's real. It's like we're in a little Skype call together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, all just right. Hanging out. But
peace out.
We love you.
Kisses. Love you. Mwah. See you next week.